Okay, Tov, Shalom. We're in the last days of Adar Aleph, preparing for Adar Beis, the month of the Yeshuas of Purim. We should be Zeicha to see great Yeshuas Bekorev. We saw yesterday the Pasuk of Yipol Mitzitcho El Vavim Minecho Elecha Lo Yigosh, the power of Klal Yisrael, that with our mitzvahs we create Malochim that watch over us. This in itself is something that strengthens our bitochen, to know that Hashem doesn't leave us alone. We have a constant shmira. The next pasuk says, "Rak beinecho tabit v'shilumas v'shoyim tireh." You will just look with your eyes, and you'll see the shilumas v'shoyim. Shilumas v'shoyim means the destruction, the end of the v'shoyim. Or means the tashlum, the payment of Rishon, that they get paid back for their resha with a punishment that is worthy for them. The lashon of tabit is different than tira. If you notice in the pasuk, it says benecha tabit, v'shilumas v'shoyim tira. There's a rule in life that a person sees what is important to him, sees what he pays attention to. They said from the Alta Mikelm, says, Ezel Chochem Alomim Mikol Odom. A wise person learns from everybody. He gives an example. He says, a person who's a tailor and he goes to a wedding, he sees a few hundred sets of clothing because that's what interests him. A person who makes shoes, he sees shoes. A person who's involved in something, wherever he is, he focuses on what he's involved in. The Chochem, he focuses on everything he sees and sees what he can learn from it. You see somebody behaving well, he tries to learn how to emulate him. He sees a person getting angry, he can learn how futile and bad it is to get angry, learn from him not to do it. He doesn't want to look like that person who's getting angry. And kamufan, what we're talking about specifically, the Muna Bitochen arena, person who pays attention to all the Chasdei Hashem that's surrounding him every second of the day. So there's two terms. The term of Tabit means that somebody pays attention to things. He thinks into what's behind it. Tira is physically seeing the item. The Chiddush over here, in Malbim, some other place, and Yeshayo points this out, that what you see is based on what your tabit, what you're looking for. If you're looking to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll see him all around you. You're looking to see the Mishpat Tzedek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world in the proper fashion. You also see that. But it's up to a person how he addresses things, how he looks at things. The famous Maisa from the Baal Shem Tov that somebody came to him and says, "Oh, I'm 70 years old, I'm drawing water. What does Hashem want from me? I want to just retire. Every day I have to step the water." Then a few days later, the same water drawer comes back and says, "Baruch Hashem, I'm 70 years old, my body is strong, I can continue my parnosa, and Baruch Hashem, I have parnosa, I have what to eat, everything's wonderful." That's the point. It depends how you relate to things. The bitochen outlook on life is to have the mind frame that I'm looking for the good things, and then if you have that desire to see the goodness in life, because you're supposed to have in life, then tira, then you'll see it. If not, you'll see the things that bother you and the things, many things that are good for you, you won't even pay attention to. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us in this pasuk. The previous pasuk he said you should know that you don't see it, but it's a special hashkocha HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all those malachim from every mitzvah you do. Hashem is watching over you. And if you pay attention to the fact how much Hashem is with you, then Rak Beinecho Tabit, now that you can look at things, you're going to be mizboinin, you're going to pay more attention, v'shilumas v'shoyim tira, you'll see the Rosha, instead of thinking how bad the Rosha is being matzliach, you'll see that he's in the process of falling apart. Sometimes you actually see him falling apart. Even if you see Hatzlach of a Rosha, we know that if you're mizboinin into it, the Pshat Hatzlach of the Rosha is Hashem is giving him in this world to use up his chuyas, and that'll be the end of it. That's his way to fall apart. So that's what we're learning today. An important message in Bitochen is to realize and really feel how much Hashem is with me, the Shemira I have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then look at everything in life in that fashion. They say Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wanted to visit a Talmud of his that got married. He said, I want to go to your house. So I said, why? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, there's something called an Ayin Hora. Everybody knows that. Oh, look at the person looking at me, trying to find fault in me. There's something else called the Ayin Toiva. I dafka look to see the goods. I want to give an Ayin Toiva to your house. That's what we have to go through life. If we have the Bitochen Hashem, and we feel that Hashem is with us, then it gives us a koyach to focus always and see more and more the Chasdei Hashem, the way that Hashem, on the one hand, is in the process of destroying the Rishoyim, and Kal V'chomer, Mida Toiva, how he's watching over and giving the tzaddikim what they need. We should be zeicher all to be mechlal tzaddikim, be zeicher to that tremendous shmira, tremendous yeshuas for us and for all Klal Yisrael.